so they didn't really throw me in the ropes. They let me take my time, and I could see everything taking place, and I knew I was going to be good, and I just needed to believe in myself and keep working every day to get better, and finally, it all came together. And then when I got to my first year of pro, that kind of the same thing. Had a whole month of really work my game, getting in there, getting my feet wet, kind of feeling out what changes in the game. And then once I finally figured that out, I had to learn the fatigue level. And that's, you can't really explain that to anyone, because that's a whole new ball game. That's not only your body, that's your mind, that's everything that goes into hockey. And until you go through it, you don't really know how to handle it, and you can't really give advice for that. So I just had to learn that, and that's more like the pro game, is really managing yourself as a complete game.
I get a sense from talking to you through the year, this year, that confidence and managing your expectations and what teammates and coaches want is a big part of how you've had to adjust to playing the NHL. Do you sense that you're getting better at that?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Big jump. Just recently took a big jump, and my expectations are always best goal in the league, best in the world, whatever. I'm sure every goalie is like that. They want to be the best. But I can't worry about everyone else's expectations of me. I need to go worry about mine, and that's trying to be the best every day. And once you strive for that, you're going to get closer and closer to that, and one day you'll be comfortable in your skin, and you'll be happy with where you are.
But you're 23. A lot of people would suggest that most of the better goalies only get to that point when they're 26, 27, when they've had more seasoning than you've had so far. Do you think you need more seasoning to raise your level?
At this point, no. I think I've seen enough for a couple years to the start of this year that I've been through hell, and now I've come out and I like where I'm at, and my game is the best it's ever been, and if I continue playing this way, it's going to be good enough, if not, you know, where I want to be.
So a game like last night, that doesn't deter you in any way?
No, not at all. I mean, I stick with that game. I'm going to win a Stanley Cup in the Vezina one day. You know, it didn't happen that night. It's not just me out there. Sometimes it's just their lucky bounces, you know.
What's the biggest challenge when you're getting used to handling that number one role for the first time at the highest level?
Well, I definitely say at the start it was everyone's expectations and trying to live up to that. And then once I realized that it doesn't really matter what they think, because I got here through what works for me, and I don't need to change that. I don't need to be what they think is a perfect goalie. I need to be what is my perfect goalie, and that's what's going to bring success. And once I realized that, I got comfortable in my skin and just said, I'm going to go out and play my game, and I think it's the best it's ever been.
How much of a challenge is it to kind of erase all the outside noise being in a Canadian market, kind of everything that goes on in the media with the fans and all that this year for it?
That's pretty difficult. I mean, that's a whole new ball game too, because people love to be harsh on you, and you know, there's also, you got your fans too, and they're going to be pulling you up when you need to be picked up. But at the end of the day, we're all performers, and they like to see numbers and wins and all that stuff. So for them, you can't think of that as, oh, that's going to affect my game, because they want to see all these numbers. You just got to go out and keep getting better and showing yourself. And I think that took a little bit of adjusting to really realizing that what they think isn't going to change what I do. I'm going to keep going and playing my game, and I let everything else just take place.
I've noticed a few times when you've been pulled, nobody wants to get pulled, obviously, but you know, you walk down the tunnel, and what sort of things are you just things going through your mind, or is it just a reset, or what is that?
Yeah, I'm just kind of
non-goalies out there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about everything that just happened, why I got pulled, anything I could change, just a quick thought. Anything I can get better at, and just when it's fresh in my mind. And a lot of times, just coming back here, I'm obviously extremely angry, because when you get pulled, you kind of feel like you let someone down a bit. But you come in here, you gather, and you say, "Well, this is the way I'm going to be playing. I can't change that. I can get better at this and that." you come back here, you regroup, you go back out there and you be a good teammate. Because no one wants to see you on the bench sulking. That doesn't help anyone. So you get away from it for a second, really regroup yourself, and then you're back out there being a teammate.
I know your focus is always on your own game. Are there goalies you like to watch, like just in terms of being a fan of the game itself, like these days? Is there some I like to watch, Dubnyk or Price or anything like that? Or is that something that you don't really spend a lot of time doing?
Well, at first I wasn't, and then I realized I should, because these guys are here for a reason and world-class goaltenders. So then I started watching everyone, see why, what makes them stick and what makes them better than the rest. And that actually helped me take my game to a new level, too, because I realized how calm these guys are and where they cheat the game a bit and like where what they can get away with. And then I started trying it myself, and now I understand what makes them special. Because they figured the stuff out, and like Carey Price, and I think it was Martin Jones that really, and actually Mike Smith, that those three guys, I was watching them and watching how calm they were, and their hands were very calm, and their bodies very calm, even through hectic situations, and just made me think, why are you so calm in that? So I was trying it, and it really works.
But the one thing with all those guys is they've all been in the league 4 or 5 years longer than you have, and that's got to be a factor.
Yeah, maybe they didn't have those guys to look up into, or maybe they had their own expectations, I think you can get a lot from other people, but what is most important is you stay true to your game, because I've always been a big and boring goaltender, and come here, and I was kind of getting away from that a bit, trying to be something I'm not, and now I'm coming back to it, and I mix in with how relaxed they are with my big and boring style, and I don't think there's a puck that I can't get to, but just lucky bounce. But now I am very confident in all aspects of my game.